If not, it's on the screen, I believe. Nehemiah is in the Old Testament, just in case you wanted to know. If you'd stand for the reading of God's word, it's proper, it's good manners to stand. Amen. Verse 11, it says, So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. And I rose in the night, I and a few men with me. I did not tell anyone what my God was putting into my mind to do for Jerusalem. And there was no animal and with me except the animal on which I was riding. So I went out at night by the valley gate in the direction of the dragon's well and in the refuse gate, inspecting the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and its gates, which were consumed by fire. Then I passed on to the fountain gate, the king's pool, but there was no place for my mount to pass. So I went up at night by the ravine and inspected the wall. Then I entered the valley gate again and returned. The officials did not know where I had gone or what I had done. Nor had I as yet told the Jews, the priests and nobles, the officials, or the rest who did the work. Then I said to them, "You see the bad situation we're in?" Oftentimes we're in bad situations and we don't know what to do. "That Jerusalem is desolate and its gates are burned by fire. Come, let us build the wall of Jerusalem so that we will no longer be a reproach." I want to talk about this morning preparing for something big, part 4. Amen. The winner's circle, preparing for something big. Let us pray. Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you for the word of God. It is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Lord. I pray now that the power and presence of the Holy Spirit would rest upon each and every person here, Lord. Lord, if we have iniquity in our hearts, if we have sin in our hearts today, we confess it so that we can hear from you today. Lord, bless now the preaching of your word. Stand in my body, think with my mind, speak with my voice, cancel the schemes and the plans of the enemy, and Lord, use me for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God. You may be seated in the presence of God. Thank you, ushers. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, the winner's circle." Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. We have been walking through the last 4 or 5 weeks. We have been walking through the book of Nehemiah. We have gotten acquainted with the character of Nehemiah. If I were to say, who is Nehemiah, I would say he was a man of courage. He was a man that was called to do something great. He was a man who was a servant, but he did not know that he had a call to do something as great as he would accomplish in his life. Oftentimes, many of us, we don't give ourselves enough credit. Amen. We underestimate ourselves because we don't believe that we have the skill or we have the knowledge or we have the resources. But the one thing I like about Nehemiah needed nothing but character, calling. Amen. And I believe those two things gave him the courage to step out and do something big for God. I don't know what God is calling you to do, but I've been talking to you for the last 4 weeks about preparation. Oftentimes in our lifetime, we may be presented with opportunity to do something big, but if we're not careful, we may either miss it or mess it up. Tell your neighbor, "I hope I don't miss it." Amen. We're either going to miss it or we're going to do what? Mess it up. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to mess up what God has fixed up and what God has prepared for my life. Do I have anybody? Nehemiah was positioned to do what God had called him to do. Maybe you're in a situation right now where you don't even believe that, you know, you can do something greater than where you are, but maybe God has positioned you. You're just not looking at it from his perspective. Oftentimes, we look at the things that's going on in our lives and we make an assumption that we don't have enough or we don't have what it takes. But I want to tell you something. Amen. You have what it takes. Amen. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Amen. The Bible says in your mother's womb, he knew you. He shaped you. He formed you. And I want to tell you this. You are valuable. Oftentimes, we don't get the affirmation that we need from people. But I want to tell you something. The one thing about God, he loves you. Do I have anybody? Do I have anybody here who understands that God loves you? That even when folk turn their back on you, I said folk, amen. When they turn their backs on you, even when friends leave you, God is always by your side. Amen. The one thing about Nehemiah that I love about him is his character. I believe that God blesses those who are willing to come under his character reconstruction. Come on, somebody. Listen, God has a program for fixing character. Amen. I don't lie no more. Come on, somebody. He fixed me. I don't cuss no more. Do I have anybody? He fixed me. Amen. I don't speak negative to myself anymore. Why? Because God put me under his character training program. Do I have anybody? Nehemiah was a man who cried out to God. He was a man that wanted that had a deep burden. Anybody have any burdens on your heart this morning? And I'm not just talking about for your problems. I'm talking about you have a burden for something bigger. You feel like you can do something better with your, how many of you believe you can do something better with your life? Amen. How many of you are tired of accepting your life and you're ready to do something with your life? Come on, somebody. And when I say big, your big is your big. It doesn't have to be a monster. It just has to be something out of your normal. Do I have anybody? So when I say we're attempting something big, amen, if we don't prepare, we will always keep talking about it. Somebody here, you're still talking about finishing school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are. You're still talking about it. Somebody here, you're still talking about you're going to find a new job. Come on, somebody. Amen. You're still talking about it, but I want to help you with something. You got to move from talk. You got to do something. Amen. Last week, we looked at Nehemiah, and I told you that we looked at his confidence, right? That he was confident when he came into the presence of the king. Did I not say that? Did I not say that when he came into the presence of the king, amen, he told the king, what's up? Amen. I told you not only that, but he calculated the cost. You know why we start and stop? Because we don't calculate the cost. What we do is we start stuff, amen, without thinking about what it's going to cost us. So that's why we never finish. Listen, we have a seminary here at our school. I often see students come through our seminary, right? It's a college. It's a Bible college, right? That's in case, you don't know what a seminary is, you know. And what happens is I see a lot of people come to seminary, right? They want a degree, right? And they're excited when they get signed up. Amen. But they have not calculated not just the money cost. Come on, help me somebody. The time cost. Amen. The scheduling cost. Amen. The family time I have to sacrifice. Amen. In order to get it done. And some of you want to do greater things with your life, but we have not calculated the what? The cost. I told you not only that, last week, but the one thing I love about Nehemiah, he gave credit to God. Everything that he accomplished, he said, God did it. I didn't do it. God did it. God did it. God did it. He gave glory to God. Amen. But lastly, I told you, and this is where some of us are hung up, and I'll show you some stuff today. I got 4 points today, and we're finna go home. Watch this. Watch this. Nehemiah had critics. And some of you have critics. I'm going to get into the critics thing next week, okay? I'm going to get real deep into the critics thing next week, all right? Because there's some people in your life who says you would never make it. Come on, help me, somebody. My English teacher told me I wasn't college material. I don't think you heard what I said. She said, you might as well just go get you a job. You might as well not go to college, and that's exactly what I did. See, you got to be careful for your critics, but here it is, some, amen, how many years later, I'm going to tell you how long that's been, amen, but the Lord has allowed me to achieve some academia. Are you with me? But what I found out is this, that if you keep replaying that tape recorder or that DVD or that CD in your mind or that MP3 in your mind or that podcast in your mind, I'm never going to be nothing. Amen. Mama said I wasn't worth nothing. Amen. I can't do it. Listen, your critics, if you give them an audience, amen, and if you give them room, they will take over your life. Do I have anybody? Watch the text. I'm going to show you something today. Nehemiah had gotten to his destination. I told you what happened so far, right? Nehemiah had gotten approval. He had gotten the money. He had gotten the finances. And now he finally got to his destination. Now, the travel from Susan to Jerusalem, watch this, it took 3 months for him to get there. And so if you look at the text for a minute, look at the text. Let's look at it together. Verse 11. Verse 11. Is that right? That's where I'm at? See, when the Bible, when you read things in the Bible, it's there for a reason. It's up to you as the student of the word to discover what's going on. Right? So when it, you know, your average person would read this and say, so I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days. Why was he there 3 days? Because he was tired. See what I'm saying? It was a 3 month trip, right? And he went from Susan to Jerusalem, and on his way there, it was a tough road ahead. Listen, some of us want to arrive at our destiny without going through our valleys. I just said something. Some of us want blessings without having to go through anything. And maybe you're in the valley right now, or maybe you're on the road to your destiny, or you're on the road to accomplishing something big. But what I love about Nehemiah, the text says that when he got there, he was there for 3 days. He didn't jump at the problem. He got rested so that he can deal with the problem. Are you with me? See, your physical strength is just as important as your physical strength, as just as important as your spiritual strength. Do I have anybody? Watch the text. Verse 12, it says, and I arose. Now my man is bad. This boy is bad. He says, I arose what? At night. And I and a few men, what'd they do, y'all? What'd they do? The text says, I and a few men with me, I did not tell who. Tell your neighbor, you got to be quiet. Tell your neighbor, you got to keep it to yourself. I got something I'm working on right now. I got something I'm working on right now, right this second, right now. But I ain't told. I was going to say something today, but I ain't going to say that. Got something I'm working on. Amen. He says, I arose, I went out, me and a couple men with me, right? Watch this. And what do? We went out. I did not tell anyone what my God was putting in what? My mind to what? To do for Jerusalem. There was no animal with me except the what? The animal on which I would, listen, he was even scared of the animals. He's like, listen, I got one animal with me. That's his horse. I'm assuming, okay? Because that's the only way he get there, right? But watch this. Watch this. The first thing I want to show you, amen. See, first thing I want to show you is that Nehemiah, and if you're going to prepare for something big, watch this. First thing, he was cautious with the vision. Somebody here this morning, I want to tell you something. You got to protect your vision. You can't go around telling everybody while it's in the embryonic stage. You heard what I said? It's in the embryonic stage. It hasn't went full term yet. And oftentimes, Nehemiah got there. He surveyed the situation. He took a midnight stroll while everybody was asleep. Now watch this. He was there for 3 days. Watch this. Paying attention to what was going on around him. See, oftentimes we walk out uncovered. Oftentimes we open our mouth and we just, listen, the person you may be talking to may be the very one that's holding you back. The person that you're telling about the vision, listen, whatever that vision is, and notice what Nehemiah said. I did not tell anyone what my God was what? Putting in my mind, hello somebody. It tells you something about God. Listen, if he wants something accomplished, he will divinely download it in you so that you can execute it, watch this, in his time. Tell your neighbor, you got to be cautious with that vision. That the vision is like a baby, and you have to protect it at all costs. Listen, Nehemiah protected the vision. Listen, when people don't understand what God is doing, watch this, they will always try to discourage you from going forward. So Nehemiah understood something. Watch this. If he would have walked up to just anybody and said, hey, man, you know why I'm here? Listen, first of all, when he walked into Jerusalem, when he arrived at Jerusalem, he came with his entourage. Amen. And you better believe that his critics was taking note of him. I'm going to show you that next week. But watch this. Nehemiah came to town. Now, he could have went to the officials, the priests, and the people of Israel. But watch this. He was cautious about the vision because he understand, watch this, not everybody is ready, watch this, to receive the vision that God has birthed in you. Listen, he said, I'm here. Now, if he would have walked up to the wrong person and said, man, I'm here to rebuild these walls. You know what they said? Man, you crazy. I'm going to show you in a minute about that. See, oftentimes we talk too much. Uh-oh. Boy, y'all with me? Is the mic on? Testing 1, 2. See, we oftentimes share the vision with the wrong people. You have to be cautious. Notice, he went out at night. Everybody sleep. Now, they did not have street lights back then. I wish I had somebody. So it tells me it was close to midnight. It was a full moon. He knew how God was leading him, and he went out to pay attention to what God was getting ready to do. And I want to tell somebody something. You got to be cautious with the vision because oftentimes the enemy is trying to sabotage what God is trying to do in your life. It is because of opposition that he had already experienced. Amen. He had to be cautious. Could it be that someone has talked you out of the very thing that you should be doing right now for the Lord? Come on and give God a hand clap of praise on that one. Could it be that someone has talked you out of being faithful to God? Could it be that, watch this, misery loves company? And let me just say something to you. Some of you are sleeping with the enemy. It's the person right next to you is the one that's hindering you. But watch this. Let me say this. If you have nobody to talk to, talk to God. Because I want to tell you something, your secret is safe with him. Be cautious about the vision. The vision is too important for you to abort it. Are you with me? Listen. Because you were not cautious, you got caught up. Amen. You wanted to do big things. Yeah, anybody experience that? I mean, and every time you talk to somebody, you got to go through the state. You got to do this. You got to do that. It's going to cost you too much money for this. It's going to cost for, listen, stop worrying. Let me say this. Let me liberate you for a minute. Where God guides, he provides. Touch your neighbor and say, where he guides, he provides. Amen. The God we serve will give you what you need to accomplish what he has for your life. Or maybe you're just comfortable living, watch this, the way you are. Maybe you're just comfortable being ordinary, but I want to tell you something. I want to do something extraordinary. I want to leave this life by saying I did something that made a difference, not just for me, but for the people around me. Do I have anybody? Text says that Nehemiah, there's a need for the inspection. Watch the text. Look at verse 13. He says, so here's what I did, y'all. I didn't tell nobody. I went out at night. I found that to be pretty interesting. He went out at night. Watch this. He says, me and a few men. See, you got to know who to trust. And you can't trust everybody with the vision that God has given you. You cannot, you have to protect it like you protect your bank account with a passcode. Amen. Some of you change your passcode every week. Amen. And then you forget it, and then you got to call the bank. And say, what's that pass? I need a reset. Amen. Or somebody got your password. And then maybe your vision has been compromised. Amen. Maybe your vision has been what? Compromised. Time to tell your neighbor, it's time to reset that password. Amen. Y'all ain't trying to hear me. Watch this. Verse 13. He says, so I went out, amen, at night. By the valley gate. Now, this is something that's really powerful. Verses 13 to 15. What Nehemiah is doing now, first of all, he was cautious with the vision. But give me the next one. He could not continue without gathering the facts. Now, he had heard that the gates were broken down. Come on, help me, somebody. He had heard about the walls coming down, but Nehemiah had fresh eyes, and it brought new perspective. Tell your neighbor, I need fresh eyes. See, maybe you're too close to the situation. Come on, somebody. And maybe you've talked so much, amen, about what you want to do that you've lost sight of what you need to do. But you have to what? You can't continue without gathering the facts. Look at Nehemiah. He said he went by the valley gate, right? In the direction of what? The dragon web. First he inspected the gates. Then he inspected, verse 15, he inspected the walls. He says, so I went up at night by the ravine and inspected the what? The wall. That then I entered the what? The valley gate again and what? Return. Nehemiah was wise. He needed to see with his own eyes what he had heard in Susan. I wish I had somebody. Somebody been talking to you about what you, watch this, what you need to do. But I want to tell you something. Don't you just jump because somebody tell you they're in trouble. You got to go and see if they're really in trouble. And let me say this to you. No matter what God is calling you to do, we can learn from Nehemiah. Tell your neighbor, stop being so hasty. You have to, and impulsive. See, Nehemiah heard what had happened, but he had to get close to the situation to understand what he needed to do. So what was he doing at nighttime? He was gathering the facts. I'm trying to show you something. Don't you just jump out there and get you no DBA. You better get an accountant before you get in a DBA. Hello, somebody. That's how we get in trouble. You see what I'm saying? And oftentimes, we want to do great things, but we don't gather the what? Listen, maybe this is your season of gathering the what? Now, don't get stuck in that season. That's an easy season to get stuck in. Watch this. Oh, yeah, it's been 5 years you're still gathering facts. You got statistics, you got graphs, you got charts, you got all that stuff, but you haven't done, tell your neighbor, I haven't done anything yet. Come on, help us. Amen. Listen, many people start, but they don't finish. You know why they don't finish? Because they don't have the vital information to continue. See? So Nehemiah's out here inspecting the walls. He's looking at the gates. He's like, man, this stuff is bad. He's assessing the situation. Let me ask you something. Nehemiah is teaching us, watch this, not to say we're doing something big, but watch this, but not to keep talking about we're doing something big, but we are planning to do something big. Are you with me? The text says that he was there preparing. He had the material. He had the money. He had the mission. Tell your neighbor he needed the facts. And I want to share this with you. If you're going to do anything for God, if you're going to attempt anything for God, if you're going to attempt anything greater than where you are, you must gather intel. You got to have the information so that when you get ready to launch, you're not going to look back. You see? And oftentimes what's happening with many of us, we want something great, but we won't plan for something great. Are you with me? Watch the text. So he goes out and he sees that situation. Look at verse 16. Now this one right here, you're gonna say amen on this one maybe. Verse 16 says, the officials what? The who? The officials, the important folk. Did not know where I had gone or what I had what? Tell you never, it ain't their business. Or nor had I as yet told the what? The Jews, the priests, he didn't even tell his preacher. Nobles and what? And what? And the officials are the rest who did the work. So here's the next point for you. What is it? I want to tell somebody something today. Maybe you trusted the wrong person. See, trust is a big part of going forward. Nehemiah was so, watch this, he was so in tune with the vision that he had to be careful because, listen, good people will turn on you. They become envious. They become, amen, they change on you, especially when you say, God, I'm getting ready to do something. Especially when you know that you know. How many of you know that you know that you know that you know that you're sure that this is what God wants me to do? And if you're not sure, then you're just going to sit on it. But here's the thing. Nehemiah said, I can't even trust the priest. Hello, somebody. The vision was too important. I want to help somebody with something. Stop talking to everybody. Stop telling everybody your problems. Stop complaining about what that person did to you. Amen. Yeah, you may have gotten hindered this season, but guess what? You're setting yourself up for a comeback. You're setting yourself up to return. But listen, maybe you done told the wrong people, and rather than them praying for you, they were praying on you. Are you with me? Rather than them supporting you, they were discouraging you. Rather than them saying, you know what? You can do it. Amen. Now listen, I'm not going to endorse sin, but I will endorse a vision from God. Come on, somebody. Listen, right is right and wrong is wrong. But let me say this to you. You got to watch out because Satan has a way of disguising blessings that will cause you and I to compromise out, watch this, what we believe. But Nehemiah had to be careful. He was a new arrival in Jerusalem. He didn't know who to trust. So watch this, he was suspicious of everybody. Now, I didn't tell you to be paranoid. I told you to be what? Some of you are paranoid. All right, but I want to tell you something. Listen. Everybody, he was suspicious. He said, oftentimes, negative people will kill or cripple many of the projects in church. I just said something. Many times or oftentimes, negative people will kill or cripple many of the projects. God told me to do this. If the pastor said this is what he wants done, guess what you should do? I'm ready. But somebody going to vote, I don't think it's time to do that just yet. You know, we okay right here. We okay doing it like this. Listen, may I say this to you? Not everybody can handle the vision. All the people that was around him, amen, they were important. But Nehemiah knew something. He said the vision was too important to trust until God gave him the green light to go forward. I just said something. He had his facts. Come on, somebody. He was gathering information. Amen. He was well rested because he was there 3 days. And he was cautious about the vision. You know, from time, you know, we get something, we want to run out and tell everybody. You see, when you have been given such an assignment, you have to be careful. Jews, priests, nobles, officials, all of them had the potential to sabotage the what? The vision. Nehemiah had to be careful because sometimes when people become accustomed to living in the ruins, watch this, they feel like this is it. Watch this. When presented with new ideas, you become their enemy. He was coming to tell them it's time to build. They had become complacent living in the ruins. Listen, your pastor is here in your life to tell you it's time to build some walls. But you don't see it that way because you've gotten comfortable living in the ashes. And I want to tell somebody here today, I don't know if you're sick and tired of living the way you are, but at some point, you ought to realize I'm better than this. Tell your neighbor, I'm better than this. Listen, I'm better. I know I'm better than this. But guess what? I keep living with all the walls are broken down. All the gates are wide open. You know what that means? You have no protection. So every time you make a come up, here comes Satan pulling you right back down. You know why? You're not protected. And you have to protect yourself as much as you have to protect the vision. Nehemiah said, nuh-uh. The people, let me say this, people resist change. And when we, watch this, we again can learn from Nehemiah. Be careful who you trust with your plans. Could it be that your plans haven't come to pass? Because the people closest to you have been discouraging you? Hello, somebody. Or the people who you value their opinions, watch this, they don't have your best interest in mind. See, Nehemiah said, nuh-uh. I'm not going to be so trusting with this. Remember, these were people who were powerful. Listen to me real good. They had been in Babylon for 70 years. They had developed a slave mentality, but upon release, they came back home and they accepted where they were. They became comfortable where they were, and they had accepted it as, this is how life is. And somebody here this morning, I want to tell you something. You can't just accept your life. You can't just accept the ruins. Listen, stop living in the ruins and step up and walk out of the ruins. Because watch this, it's easy to live where there's no resistance. Oh, I wish I had somebody. It's easy to stay in that place. Watch this, we take the path with least resistance. Why? Because it's comfortable. It's easy. We want that kind of life, and I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing wrong with that kind of life. But I want to tell somebody something. After you've assessed the situation, after you have calculated the cost, after you have went through, what time I got? After you went through all the things you've went through and the steps you went through to prepare for something big, watch verse 17. The text says, then I said to them, see, he knew when to speak, right? He says, then I said to them, you see the what? Come on, help me somebody. May I ask you a question? How bad is your situation? I'm just saying, right? How bad does it have to get? How bad does it have to get before you see it? It takes fresh eyes. Come on, somebody. To look at your situation. The Bible says there's a blessing in the multitude of counsel. But for most of us, we want to do life on our own terms. We don't want a pastor to guide us. Hey, we don't want a counselor to counsel us. We don't want the Holy Ghost to guide us. Come on, somebody. We don't want the Word of God to direct us. It is a light unto our path. Amen. It's a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. The Word of God is what guides us. When I read the Word of God, I see how bad, oh, I wish I had somebody, my situation is. Why did Nehemiah have to say, hey, look, see how bad the situation is? Could it be that, amen, you don't know that you're living in a bad situation, an unhealthy situation, but you keep trying to do better, but you don't understand that you need fresh eyes on your circumstance? Do I have anybody? The text says, do you see the bad situation we're in? That Jerusalem is desolate. Look what he says. Jerusalem is what? Desolate. Amen. Jerusalem is what? Desolate. In other words, Jerusalem is in a waste. In other words, Jerusalem had become, amen, a garbage heap. Amen. We used to be powerful. We used to win battles. Listen, we used to be the greatest nation ever. As a matter of fact, we are God's people. And as God's people, we should not be living the way we're living now. Do I have anybody? Do I have a few people who are tired of living the way you're living? Do I have a few people who are ready to do something big? The text says we are in desolation. The gates are burned by fire. Come, let us tell your neighbor you can't do it by yourself. You see, you got to be careful who to trust, but you got to remember this. You can't do it by yourself. So what's the last thing I see? His call for help. Do I have anybody? This was not a new vision for the people. Watch this. The very first exile had also returned with great hope of rebuilding their temple and the homeland. Listen to this. Here's what's so powerful about this. Listen, God's word was not there. The Shekinah glory had left. Do I have anybody? And I want to tell you something. When you're not living with the glory of God, you're going to be living in the graveyard. Do I have anybody here this morning that is tired of waking up every day and say, I'm living in this bad situation. I can't do anything about where I am, but I know somebody. I know somebody I can call on who can help me through the tough times in my life. The Bible says that Nehemiah said, come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem so that we will no longer be a reproach. In other words, Nehemiah was saying that everybody around us is, they are complaining about us. But not only are they complaining about us, but they are mocking us. We are supposed to be God's people, but they are talking about us. They are reproaching us. They are scorning us. We are living in shame. It's a shame to live like this. And Nehemiah said, it's time to wake up. The temple was gone. The Ark of the Covenant was gone. No more sacrifice. And the glory of God was gone. I want to tell somebody, It's easy to live in sin and say you're doing the right thing. But I want to tell somebody that God does not want you to live that way. We should be ashamed of ourselves for living like that. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, there's no excuse for us to live like that. Do I have anybody? See, the big picture here is that God wanted them to prosper. That's the big picture. God wanted them to prosper. God, because they were God's people. Listen, you got to know who you are. And as a child of God, I see people of God walking around with their heads hung very low. But God says somebody has to rise up. You know how we get better together? We work together. That's how we get better together. And whatever your vision is, it will come to pass if you work in the community of believers. Listen to what the Bible says. When you hurt, I hurt. When you suffer, I suffer. So maybe you're just trying to do life by yourself, and maybe you're not sharing your life. But Nehemiah said, listen, man, listen, we're in a reproach. You know what he did? He pointed out what they already knew, but they had forgotten. He pointed out how bad the situation was so that he can say, listen, it's time to do something. You see, many of us, we want better. But we feel like we can't do better. Listen to this. You know, being prepared for your calling is like going to a pizzeria. I'm talking about a real pizzeria. I'm from up north, so you would actually walk in the pizzeria. And what they'll do, I'm talking about real pizza here, not the stuff they make now. And what it does, it starts with the dough, a ball of dough, right? What they do is they roll it out, they press it, they mash at it, they twirl it up in the air like that. You can actually see them doing it, right, in the pizzeria, right? They start pounding on it. Amen. After they bang on it for a little while, they start throwing it up in the air, twirling it around. Amen. The dough goes through a whole lot. Amen. So that it can have the pleasure of being eaten. Are y'all with me? Amen. Listen, then you want the good stuff on it. You put the sausage, you put the vegetables, you put all the cheese on there, right? Every one of us want the good stuff, but you can't get to the good stuff until the dough has been prepared. Do I have anybody? In the same way, God is preparing you. In the same way, you may have to be pressed a little bit. You may have to be banged on a little bit. You may have to be thrown up in the air a little bit. Amen. Sometimes you may even have to be thrown against the wall, but you got to remember something. God is preparing you for something big. God is preparing you so that you can accomplish the things that he has called you to do. Listen, go through the process. Go through the process. Don't give up on life. I see people giving up on life because they don't want to go through the process. I want to say this to you today. When I look at this man, I'm intrigued. I really am. I call him courageous because after he got all the facts, all he did was say, come, let's work. Is there anybody here this morning?